We are in the middle of Siman Shin Tes. We're up to Siv Dal. Let's try to try to finish the Siman Be'ezrat Hashem. Okay. So Shin Tes, Dalet, and Hey are really one unit. It's built off of a famous Mishnah in Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis, which we've actually discussed in the past. Ha'Eben Shapi HaChavis Mata Al Tzida V'Hino Feles. They have a chavit, a barrel. It's covered with a rock. So the rock is muksa. The barrel is not supposed to be muksa. You tilt the barrel and off falls the rock. What if the barrel is there amongst other barrels? And if you tilt it, the rock's going to smash into a barrel and break the other barrel. Are you obligated to do that? No. Ha'isa b'na chavios. If the barrel is amongst other barrels, magbia, pick it up, move it out of the way of the other barrels, and then matel tzida, and then you tip it, tilt it, so that the rock, the muksa rocks, falls off. Then the Mishnah continues. Ma'osh alakar, you left some money on your pillow. Mina'er esakar, then no flows. You tilt the pillow and the money falls off. The Gemara over there says, Amar Hunamarav, lo shanu elabishochech. That's only if you forgot the rock on the barrel. You forgot the money on your pillow. Aval b'meiniach, but if you put it there on purpose, nase basis of davra asa. So then, there's a halacha, new halacha, sort of, called basis. And when you leave muksa intentionally on a non-muksa item, the non-muksa item becomes a basis and becomes muksa, has the status of the isser. And if that's the case, then not only is the rock muksa now, but the barrel is also muksa. Not only is the money muksa, but the pillow is also muksa. Then later on over there in the Amud, the Gemara continues, Amar Rabba Bar Bachanan Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu El Tzarech Gufo. As long as you need the barrel. But let's say you need the place where the barrel is. If you're going to tilt off the rock's going to be in this area. I need this area for something else. So then again, I'm allowed to move it somewhere else. So basically, I'm supposed to tilt off the muksa if it's practical. If it's not practical, either because something's going to break or because I'm tilted off and I'm just making a mess and I need this area to be clean for whatever I need it. You want to use this area, so then I'm allowed to move the whole barrel. That's assuming that the barrel itself is not muksa, so that's not a basis, that you left it there, you forgot it there, didn't put it there on purpose. Now if we go back around the 100 daf, there's a braisa by Bamed Tomin, and the braisa says, if you do hatmana and you cover something, let's say you do hatmana and you use some sort of material that is muksa. So the braisa there says, you covered it with muksa stuff. So if the little bit of the cover is uncovered, you can pick it up from the part that's uncovered. Let's say the handle is sticking out. Pick up the handle, everything goes flying, fine. And if not, then you can't, if it's all covered, then there's no way to get to it. It's all covered in muksa, you can't touch it. You can't move it. So Rashi over there asks, even if the little handle is sticking up, but you intentionally covered the pot with this material to insulate it before Shabbos, and it's muksa, so that should be a basis. So even though the pot cover, the handle is available to pick it up and have everything go flying, but the whole pot cover should be muksa because it's covered by the muksa. Rashi asked that kasha. It should be a basis of davar ha'asar.
The pot should become a
basis. The pot cover should become a basis. To the muksadika cover. So there's two answers. Tosis gives one answer. And the Torah brings us down from the Sefer HaTruma. And we're going to see this as a Yeshu Omer Meshulchan Aruch. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, De lo choshev kimeiniach kevan shadaito litlo b'shabbos. The only time it becomes a basis, says Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaTruma, most of Shonim disagree, is when you cover it, when you intend to keep the muksa on the heter object for the entire Shabbos. But if you intend on somehow getting it off in the middle of Shabbos, through a guy, through your elbow, through picking up the pot cover and having it go flying, however it's going to work, then it's not going to be a basis. Basis means you wanted it to be there for the entire Shabbos. Okay, most of Shonim hold not like that. Most Rishonim hold. Yeah, I didn't look at that yet. Most Rishonim hold that
it is going to be a basis if you intend it for it to be the Bein HaShemashas. As long as your kavanah was for it to be one on top of the other Bein HaShemashas, boom, it becomes a basis. Okay, so then how can you pick up the pot cover? I wanted it to be the Bein HaShemashas, so this pot cover should be a basis. The answer is, the whole point of buses is that the heter is the base for the iser. I need somewhere to put my $1,000 camera. I'm going to put it on that shtender. So the shtender is servicing my camera. It's holding my camera. Over here, the pot cover is not servicing the muksa cover. Just the opposite. The muksa cover is there to insulate the pot. I had nowhere to put my leftover, my muksa rags, so I put it on top of the pot cover, and the pot cover is holding it up for me. No, it's the opposite. Here, the iser is servicing the heter, not the other way around, and therefore it's not going to be a buses. Then the Beis Yosef brings out another discussion, which is, what if, like, you know, you don't have room for everything, so you kind of like pile things one on top of the other. But not like really wanted this on top of that. There's no room for anything. So you just throw everything in on a shelf and boom, 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 one thing on top of the other. So is that considered a basis or not? So the Beis Yosef brings down a machlokas. Okay? Great. That's a little bit of background. So far, I said anything wrong? Thank you. Okay. Shintes Dalet in Shulchan Aruch. Shokach Evan Alpi Chavis. He forgot a stone on top of the barrel. Oh, Ma'os. You're learning right now. Shokach Evan Alpi Chavis. Oh, Ma'os Alakari. Forgot money on the pillow. Mate. So he forgot it. And therefore it does not become a buses. Mishabura says, if cutting your gimel, Dibiminich bekavana Alpi Achavis. Harechavis gufo muksav. Asalatos. It's an ass's buses. Laha Evan. If you do it intentionally, so then the heter becomes iser, so there's no tilting, you can't move it. It becomes muks itself. But here with shachach, he forgot it. If you forgot it, it's not considered a basis. So he forgot the stone on the chavis, or the money on the pillow, so the heter is still heter. Mata chavis atzida, but even though, fellas, you're allowed to tilt the barrel, the barrel's not muksa, and off goes the rock. When you're in a car, you tilt the pillow, but most no flame, and off go the money, and then it's fine. Then you could use the barrel and you could use the pillow, they're not muksa. Now, what if you see the money on your pillow and you don't really care about your pillow, you more care about your money, and you're afraid that your 2-year-old is going to get to your $100 bill, and that's going to be the end of your $100 bill. So I want to tilt the pillow to hide the $100 bill for my 2-year-old. That's going to be usser, because that's moving the isser through the heter, but for the purpose of the isser. This whole discussion over here where you're allowed to tilt the barrel is because I want the barrel, or I want the place where the barrel is. My interest is the heter, not the isser. When one's interest is the isser, then it becomes like tiltum and atzal the torah ha isser. It's going to be usser. That's the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yudalid, second line. Aval im eino tzachlam klal. I don't need the pillow. I don't need the barrel. Raksha choshesh mshum tzedas ha-muksa. I'm afraid of the muksa is going to be damaged. Mshum tzedas ha-muksa gufa shelo yignuvum. Someone's going to steal the $100. My 2-year-old, whoever it is. Afilu nir asa. So then you can't tilt the pillow at all to get off the muksa. Can't cross the mungan. Avram b'shem rabbeinu Yerucham. Many poskim say you could blow the $100 bill off, and then you can cover it with something. But you cannot move the heter in order to move the isser when your purpose is the isser. Even though you're not touching the isser. You're moving the isser through the heter, which is only allowed when you're doing it for the purpose of the heter. What?
That's because the pill became a basis?
No, the pill did not become a basis. The pill did not become a basis. But when I move the pillow, automatically the muksa is going to move. So if I'm doing it for a heter purpose, it's okay. If I'm doing it to protect the isser, it's going to be asr. Oh, wait. Mishmir Sivkatan Tezvav. Hamos no flim. The money falls off. The Yochel Tata Achakachakar. The money fell off the pillow. Now I can take the pillow. Kevin Shinestalik Menor Muksa, because the Muksa fell off. And we call Makom. Mutti Luma Beshabbos Ala Shulchan. I leave my wallet on the table. And then I decide I want to learn at that table. Am I going to learn at the table where there's a wallet? I left the wallet on the table on purpose. So the table becomes a buses. I cannot move the table. Okay, but I don't move the table. Take my Gemara, I plop it on the table. Don't move the table.
So it says like this: Mutar Lilma b'Shabbos al Shulchan Afilu b'Od Sheish Lamos. Even when the money is there, Oh Shai Devar Mukta, the $1,000 camera is on your desk. The Afa Gavdi Derech Lenanei Imli Mudos. Even though when you learn, you know you might get excited and the table might move. Mikom Mokum Lavi P'sik Reisha. It says it's not a P'sik Reisha that the table is going to move. It might move, but it doesn't always move, and therefore it's going to be. You don't have to do near now. Anyway, wait, hold on a second. Hold on, I take it back. Hold on. Here, you left it there on purpose. Hold on. Did you leave it on purpose? Hold on. I'm confused. Okay, no, he didn't leave it there on purpose. No, we're still in the same case. He left it there by accident, and therefore the table does not become a bosses. But every time I move the table, I'm moving the Issa. Now, I don't know why that should matter, because why does it matter? I don't care to move the Issa. So hold on. So in the Sharat scene on the bottom. So, oh, it's Yud Tas. Near the Mayer Bofan, Danir Shalamos will have a Hefzilo. Meaning, if I can't do near, so I don't have to do near. So I'm allowed to learn at the table, even if the table moves, it's okay. It's for the Steigen. It's not for the Tzorech HaIsra, it's going to be Mutter. But he's saying, I could do near. Nothing going to happen to my wallet if I tilt the desk and have the wallet fall off. And therefore, Ulkach, Imhaya Zepsik Reisha Yasa, Mishum de Efshel Lenoir Laretz. You're supposed to do near. You're not allowed to move the Heter, even when it's not a Basis. When the muksa's on it. If you could do near, if you could tilt it off. If you can't tilt it off, you don't have to. But if you can, then that's what you need to do. But if he can't do near, he can't tilt off the $1,000 camera. It's going to break. So I can't do near. If I can't do near, then even if it would be a psik reisha, the fact that it's moving, I'm moving it, not the tzarech la'is, I'm moving the tzarech heter, it's going to be mutter. It's only going to be a problem if it is a psik reisha, if I can do near. Because if I can do near, I'm supposed to do near. I'm supposed to get rid of the muksa from the table, before moving the table. Okay, now, continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'im hoysa chavis ben achavios. If one barrel is mixed in with the other barrels, v'inyin sheni yochol hatos sabim koma. You can't tilt it where it is because the stone is going to smash into another barrel and break it. So then yochol lahagbia kumo shehi im even lamokum acher latos shon kadei sheyipol me'aleha. Now I'm allowed to pick up the barrel with the muksa on it because again it's not a buses because I forgot it there. Move it to a safer place where I can tilt it, and then tilt it in the safer place. Why am I allowed to do that? I'm moving the muksa. That's called tiltum in atzad. I'm moving the iser through moving the heter. I'm not moving the muksa straight out. Rakim a heter. The kavanah segankim b'shul shutzach laheter. I'm doing it for the heter because I want the heter. V'davar zeh shari. But when I can tilt it off without causing any damage, I have to tilt it off. Okay, now there's a slight difference between what I just described before and this case. We're talking about if I tilt the rock off, it's going to break a barrel. The example I gave is the $1,000 camera is on my desk. If I tilt it off, the camera is going to break. There, the camera is the muksa. So in the Sharat Zion Ois Yud Zion, he says even if you're not obligated to break your muksa object, that's not called moving it for the muksa. I can leave it where it is. I need to move it for not the muksa purpose. I can't move it to protect the muksa, but I don't have to tilt off the muksa even if it means the muksa is going to break. Even if it's a muksa which is going to break, I don't have to tilt it off. Okay.
How else can you move with the set of scammer? Any other ways to move it?
With your teeth. We didn't get there yet.
Your elbow.
We didn't get there yet, but yeah. We're going to learn that in Shinyat Alch. Okay, now. This is up to now we're discussing where you forgot the muksa on the heter. It doesn't become a basis. The chatzchila, if you can tilt it off without any damage, you should tilt it off before moving the heter. If you can't tilt it off, or you can't tilt it off yet, you don't have to tilt it off until you can tilt it off. You can, yeah.
move it to a place where you can tilt it?
Move it to a place where we're right, where let's say away from all the barrels, so the stone won't break the barrel. Now, v'imhini chamalemi daito. But if you left it there on purpose before Shabbos, al das shishu sham b'knisas of Shabbos, that it should be there when Shabbos comes in. Osur lahato, osur lana'er. Now I'm not allowed to tilt off the muksa because the heter is also osur. Now the heter became a basis. The heter became muksa. This is the Rabbeinu Tam Sefer HaTruma. The first opinion says, if your kavanah was meant to be the Knesset of Shabbos by Bein HaShemashos, boom, it becomes a basis. The Yesh Omrim, which is the Rabbeinu Tam Sefer HaTruma, is even if your intention was meant to be the Knesset of Shabbos, kidei sheyitlim b'Shabbos, and you're going to somehow get it off on Shabbos, no problem. Mutu l'hatu sulanar b'Shabbos, you're still going to tilt it off on Shabbos. V'lo asu el b'menich ha'madash yishur sham kol ha'Shabbos. It's only when you're kavan, if it's be the entire Shabbos. Okay, so it's a stam in the Yesh Omrim, halacha k'stam b'pashtos, which is the Momachmi opinion, as long as your kavan was fit to be there b'nei shmashos, it creates a basis. Mishabur, Sivkatin Yudches, Al Das Sheyish Aru, he wanted it to be there for Bein HaShemashos, Avam, Hininicham B'Kavana B'Chol, I put it there on Friday morning, Thursday night. V'lo, I had to be fair, Shishu Sham B'Shabbos, I didn't intend for it to be there necessarily on Shabbos. I was going to move it. I'm not cleaning up for Shabbos yet, I'm just cleaning up for Thursday night. V'achikach Shcheichem Sham, if you got it there, Mikri Shocheach. So that's called forgetting, meaning, where do we draw the line about forgetting? I put it over here on purpose, but I did not intend for it to be here on Shabbos, and I was going to move it. Now, it doesn't say here explicitly, but it doesn't have a favorish that it should be there on Shabbos. That's not called on purpose. On purpose is when I want it to be there on Shabbos. Now, in Sharat Tzion on the bottom, oh, Ischafi asked you a question. Can't really barbadas Shumas Adeshin. The man is Shalom Beferi Shrak Bestama. The Imrat Tulam is Shadai to the Salak Beknis the Shabbos Bevadai Gamumo de Dafim Minyach Bev Shabbos Mutabaf and Zeh Elevadai the Mairi Bestama. If I for sure wanted to move it, then it's not going to be a buses. If I didn't think about it, but I didn't think it should be here on Shabbos, I just put it there.
But what if I didn't think about it? If I would see it, I would take it.
So look at continue in the Sharatin Oizchav. Usfirle the Arab Shabbos afilu b'stama choshim ki l'kiven shishar gam b'Shabbos. Okay, the Truma Zadesh notes, if you put it there on Friday, that's called you want it there for Shabbos.
I didn't put it on purpose, but I just left it there. I'm going to pass it by.
Okay, so you put it there on purpose. But you didn't want it there on Shabbos. Whatever. If you b'kavon and don't want it there on Shabbos, then it's not going to be a basis. If you just put it down stam without das on Friday, Truma Zadesh says that is going to create a basis, and other basis that's not going to create a basis. About b'shar yimei achol, put it on Thursday, tzarech she'chavim b'feiru she'ishar ha'knis ha'Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef Chalak alav, the hanocha b'erev Shabbos, gam ki indin ha'ochet, dehim ha'ashim rashi, ayin sham, b'beit Yosef. So that's what he's saying. If you just put it there stam, without explicit kavanah that's where you're going to leave it for Shabbos, even if you put it there on Friday, there are machmirim, but the mishabur is going to Beis Yosef who's meiko. Okay, so Mishmuri is not talking about Friday. He's just talking about during the week. Happens to be then on Friday, the Truma Zadash is Machmir and the Beis Yosef is Mecha. Vida, here we go. That's the Beis Yosef, the Afilo Inicham be'erev Shabbos. Kosh lohoye daito beferish yishar sham beknis the Shabbos. He then explicitly say, this is its makom kavua for Shabbos. Ubebein Shmashos, and then right before Shabbos, Shchecho Lasali, he forgot to remove it. Gam ze ubechal Shachach. That's a liberal definition of Shachach. That's also called Shachach. Vine. Be'ikr din basis masik b'magen Avram. Okay, so he's saying that you have to. I wanted it here on Shabbos. If I stam put it there, stam without explicit kavanah should be there on Shabbos. That's not going to create a basis. Now, new din and buses. The ikir din buses. Masik b'bangin Avram. The lo mikri buses. Elam ki hiniach alav davar amuksa. Bishul she yisyashiv alav betov. I put it here because I want it here. Aval mashim minichem b'derech akrai. But what I do in a very akrai, haphazard way. Kimo shur agim ahasim b'teva chafatim eilo imishin the revach l'fayin sohol chavis makam shulay teva. Not everybody can be, you know, I'm piling things up on a shelf. Not everything can get the front row seat, you know. I'm piling things up. But not because I daf go on A on top of B and B on top of C.
Ki agavna l'choshev meniach el ha-shochech. That's called shochech. That's not called meniach, and that will not create a basis. U'motu tata ha-chevitz ha-motu achar shenaru ha-muksot me'alav. Mikomoko. Okay, so that then I'm allowed to take out the heter object. It does not become a basis. Okay, general rule, which we're not really up to yet, but if it's a basis that has heter and iser, we look at what's more chashev, we'll define that another time, not right now. And if the iser is more chashev, so then the whole, the table or the shelf or the whatever it is going to be, the drawer is going to become a basis. But it doesn't mean that if you can't pull out the heter. Hold on. Skip a line. The fees of Mashiach Nogim and Shabbos Hatzar Mappel Yonim Al Shulchan. Okay. The whole discussion about the Mappel, which we're going to skip for right now. Hold on, we got to finish. Okay. Then, if you skip down 3-4 lines, he says Yesh Machmirin Bchalzeh. They are Machmirin. That even though you put it haphazard, but since I wanted it here on Shabbos, even though I have no choice, I don't have enough room in my house for everything to get a bottom row. Become the kama achronim sovrim kavosei damogin Avraham. There are a bunch of achronim who agree with the Magen Avraham that if it's not there intentionally, just more haphazardly, because there's not room for everything, it's not going to create a buses. You have some sort of bird's nest, and has an egg in it, which is muksa. Even though you didn't know about it, mikamakom kaven shederechu bakach. That's the derech that in a bird's nest is going to be an egg. Have kimeiniach v'lahave kishochech. It's not really a bird's nest, but it's something that normally would not be muksa, but it's muksa because of the egg. Even though I didn't want the egg there, I didn't know the egg was there. Since it's the derech, it's like called meiniach. It's if you put it there intentionally, and it's not kishochech. V'nasa kina basis labeitza becomes a basis. Oh. Yeah, let's just try to finish up. I'm sorry. We'll have to do another run through on buses another time. Okay. Now, Mishmas of Katan Chaf Aleph. So the Stam opinion is if it's the intention for it to be the Bein Hashmash is it's Muksa. So Rav Truman says no, only the intention for it to be the entire Shabbos. Stam Yeshomer usually Alacha Kastam. Mishmas of Pasen of Katan Chaf Aleph. Vishon Defilus Filu Dolan Asa Basis Klak. Even Shechashu the Stalkim of a Muksa Achagach. You wanted to take it off. Welcome Pseida. If there's a Hefsid involved, Yesh Lismach Adei Azu. Vida da filu the day azu mistavra the davka kishechosha behead you the salik achak achamuksa b'shabbos. It's only if you intentionally had explicit kavana to take off the muksa on Shabbos. Okay, lama haga. V'oz I feel the need to isim misham also tatzalakli. If it becomes a basis, because you intended for it to be there, either bein hashmashes according to the first opinion, or all the shabbos according to the second opinion, so then even if the iser came off somehow, it doesn't matter. The heter becomes aser, becomes muks itself. The me'achas shenasa basis l'davar aser, the miktas hashabbos aser kol hashabbos kula. Since it became a basis for miktas shabbos, so it's also for the entire Shabbos. V'chein b'chol muksa. That's going with the first mahalach, or even the second mahalach. I mean, if his kavanah was not to take it off the whole day, even if it fell off, it doesn't matter. It becomes muksa for the entire Shabbos. Im adam b'niyot dvar muksa al shel chavera. What if I put my camera on your shtender? Lo amina d'nasa basas adavar aser. My camera is not going to aser your shtender. D'en adam oser shel chavera shlo midaito. I can't, oser davar shen shlo. I can't aser your thing on you. Unless, mishabir says tifkat n'chav zayin, unless I did it for your, in your best interest. Okay, for a nair to his house shouldn't burn down, then it will become a basis. Sif Hey, hadilo shari el hatus v'lanar. In the case where it's not a basis, and we said you have to tilt it, davka b'tzach l'gufa chavis v'akad. That's when I want the pillow, I want the chavis. If I'm tzach l'makom chavis v'akad, so we saw in the Gemara, if I want the place where it's located, so then I can't tilt it off, because then I'm going to have stuff over here, and I don't want stuff over here. V'lo yisbi gilo hatari about nir, I can't tilt it, because I need the place. So yochel taltim even evim shalem l'fanis makomim. So then I can move the, again, it didn't become a basis, I'm allowed to move the heter with the issa to another place and then either leave it there or dump it there. But I don't have to dump it over here because I need this place for something else. Okay, there's obviously a lot to fill in over here. I'm sorry.
What's the... would you open and close the drawer? What kind of...